The energy bill, a boost to the farm. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Just before the Christmas break, the president signed into law a new energy bill. And as Jonna Miller reports, it's great news for not only farmers, but consumers as well.
After 2 years of work, Congress passed the energy bill and the president signed it into law. A major provision in the new law will increase the nation's use of renewable fuels.
The new law implements a renewable fuel standard that starts in the year 2008 and goes until the year 2022. And it gradually increases the renewable fuel standard to 36 billion gallons. Within that, we have our traditional corn-based ethanol, but again, we'll also move to alternative cellulosic feedstocks as well as biodiesel.
American Farm Bureau energy specialist Ann Steckel says the new standards will have wide implications for agriculture.
This is a great thing for farmers. Having an increase in the renewable fuel standard will mean we'll have more diversification within agriculture. We'll continue to use corn, but we'll also look at alternative feedstocks such as wood stock, corn stover, corn straw, and other things.
But Steckel says the renewable fuel standard helps more than just farmers.
It'll help rural revitalization. It'll increase our energy independence. We'll be diversifying and not relying on foreign oil. We're also going to be doing so in a very environmentally sound manner as we have been. And also as we continue to diversify, it will be a good thing.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And the new energy law will require better fuel efficiency standards for all cars and trucks. Well, we're just a few days away to the start of the new year, but farmers who are participating in the state's Ag Enhancement Cost Share Program for cattle equipment have only until Monday to make those purchases.
You know, during this holiday season, when people have a chance to buy things for basically half off, they're really doing it, and we hope they do it with this farm equipment.
Ag Commissioner Ken Gibbons says investments into the cost share program now will pay big dividends for farmers for many years to come. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.